Hi, this is Jim and Sid. Welcome to the latest House Sports Podcast. We are doing this the first day of the NFL Draft, which will be on in a few hours. And Sid, I guess you're going to be loading up the popcorn and doing nothing but watching draft coverage on ESPN and the NFL Network, right, for three straight days.
Right. I will have it on in the background. I won't even be home when the Patriots select. So and I don't even care who they pick anyway. So I hope they don't pick anybody. I hope they trade and pick away.
Well, as we were saying off the air, that the draft is one of those things that just is way overblown for what it tells you, which is really not a whole lot until these guys start playing. So
for all intents and purposes, it's a lottery. And you're just the higher your pick, the better chance you have of winning the lottery, but it's a lottery.
Correct. But there is a draft story or a draft-related story that we're going to talk about a lot, and that's a story that got a ton of attention on OutSports. It's a profile of Alan Gendro, who we first discovered 4 years ago with an anonymous story about this guy who was a kicker at Middle Tennessee State. Sid became quite close to them, and over the years, Alan was reluctant to tell his story, but finally told it and is now known to the world. And hopefully we talk about the NFL this year or next year in summer. Maybe Alan will be in a training camp somewhere.
Well, it's possible. And, you know, if people have wondered, we're going to assume that people have read the story or know of it. People wonder what are his legitimate shots. I mean, can this kid really get in the NFL? This kid could really get in the NFL. Kickers are a funny bunch. Most teams don't hang on to them for very long. It's kind of a, you know, rotation. They go through one a season and one every couple seasons. Even good ones like Mike Banderjack fall out of favor with the team because of a couple misses and get sent packing, or because he lashes out at the starting quarterback. So he has a shot. He's a talented kid. I mean, he has a leg, which helps. He's kicked 67-yard field goals in practice. Not every kicker can do that. And when I was with him a couple weeks ago, we get to the field, and I'm like, Alan, let's just kick PATs to start. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm not kicking PATs. Let's start at the – I'm pretty sure it was the 30. So it was a 40 – yeah, a 40 – I'm sorry, 35-yard field goal. He's like, let's start here. Kicks it, boom, right through. He's like, this is stupid. Let's back up 10 yards. 45-yard field goal. Boom, kicks it through. Boom, kicks it through. He's like, this is stupid. Let's go back. So we go to the 50 and then the 55. And in the half hour, he ends up missing two in a half hour, but every time. And he hadn't kicked in months. It was just boom. When the wind started blowing across the field, he adjusted the kick. And the first kick he kicked, I'm like, oh, geez, he shanked that one. Nope, the wind takes it right into the – in the goalpost. I was like, I didn't know. I hadn't seen it. I didn't know how legit he was. But seeing it, I'm like, holy shit, this is for real. He is really talented. So people have said, oh, I can't wait to see if he gets drafted. He's not getting drafted. But he has a clear path, and he knows what he has to do, and he's doing it.
Well, the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens wasn't drafted last year, got invited to their camp, and voila, he has a Super Bowl ring. So, yeah, I think kickers is the one area where you can be out of football and still wind up in the NFL. What was most intriguing about the story, and, you know, maybe it seems old hat to us because we've known about it, is he was openly gay on his college football team in the middle of Tennessee, Bible Belt. Yeah. And it was a non-issue. I saw his coach interviewed in one of the Nashville papers after your story came out. And it was like, yeah, not a problem. So if Alan makes a team, he's going to be an openly gay NFL player, which we haven't seen before. But it might be in a good way, like people may say, we've already known this.
Yeah, well, it's people. I mean, what I love about the story is it's the intersection of religion, football, and the South, and sexuality. Four things that are not supposed to be able to mix. It's water and oil. And you just have this kid that he said he never heard a single homophobic experience. His teammate who was with him for 2 years, not the full 4 years, said he never heard a single negative comment, even when Allen was not good for a couple games. No one asked, why is the gay kicker sucking? Ever. He never heard it. Not even a reference to it. So to me, it's just it continues to validate. And actually, one of the reasons that we've said for a while that this issue is just fading away from football is because we've known Allen's story. So, you know, we were educated on this years ago, and you know, it's nice to be able to share that and have other people finally see the story, one of the stories that has helped shape our perspective on the issue.
Well, I remember when his first game, and I think his first game after as a freshman, freshman or sophomore, we wrote this.
Sophomore.
And he kicked the game-winning field goal, right?
At Maryland.
And it was like, I know both of us were like, oh shit, wouldn't it be great to, you know, write this story that we couldn't write, but like, oh, this, you know, openly gay
it
kicker,
is.
Like, wins the first game of the season, and yet all we could do is say, oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is funny. I mean, it was every single game of his I would either have on my phone for the last 3 years, kind of following how he's doing, or I would be, you know, watch it on TV when it was on ESPN2 or ESPN sometimes. They play a lot of Thursday night games to get on national TV. Or I'd be online, I'd be checking his stats the next day, and he kicks a 55-yarder, second longest in conference history. I'm like, I can't believe we cannot write about this. All-time scorer in Sun Belt Conference history. I can't believe we can't write about this. Like, I wish we could tell this story because it's so cool to watch what he's doing. But, yeah, I mean, it's the cross we have to bear, Jim.
Yeah, and, you know, we know of another athlete in college we just heard about, who's not out, will probably be doing the same thing with him this season, you know, wondering how he's doing in the sport he's playing. But you've gotten really close to Allen since his story appeared. What has the reaction been? What has he been telling you?
It's the same thing that happens with every athlete we ever write about, Jim. We always tell them, just so you know, this is going to be big. One of the things that he said was, I'm not going to tell my parents because, you know, I don't think they're going to find out. And I said, Allen, your parents are going to find out. I don't think so. It'll be a few days before they hear about it. I said, no, Allen, they're going to hear about it the day it breaks. I'm not going to tell my coach. Your coach is going to find out about it, Allen, within hours of me publishing the story. How is he going to find out? It's just on the internet. No, Allen, it's not just going to be on the internet. And sure enough, the phone calls start pouring in. Within 30 minutes of me publishing the story, he Google messages me, oh, my God, I can't believe what's happening right now. He heard from this, and this is really cool. He tells a story in the video that we did about his in his freshman year in college, going back home to his church, and him bringing a boyfriend, one of the parents of his friends finding out that Allen's gay and that Allen brought his boyfriend. The parent went to the church and asked the church leadership to remove Allen from the church's worship team. And the church did that. Allen got a phone call from the pastor apologizing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And prayed with Allen on the phone. And that's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, and we've heard that so many times before, that people who use fag and whatever in their presence are like the first people to reach out to these guys when they come out, like falling all over themselves apologizing because they didn't mean that, or, you know, sorry if they caused any pain.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's something that Lee Steinberg told me, and I mentioned this in the article, that people are racists and people are sexists and people are homophobes, but what they don't – they think of these things on big, you know, grand – like the big topic. When it comes down to the person, they don't take it to a personal level. So a racist will play on a team with a black person and a homophobe will play on a team with a gay person because – it's almost like they don't associate their homophobia with the gay person.
Correct. So So what's Allen's next step? I mean, everyone's now excited. He might make it the NFL. What is he going to do concretely that's going to give him a shot?
Well, he's working out. He's kicking. He's got to take the next month and get in top shape. He has been talking to an agent and who's interested in working with him, though he doesn't need an agent. Michael Husted told me kickers, they just don't need agents. We're looking at a camp for him to go to in a couple of weeks, one of the top kicking camps. And he's got an offer to kick in a developmental league in the D.C. area that funnels people to arena football and the CFL and the NFL. So the biggest thing over the next 3 or 4 weeks is for him to get into top shape so that in mid to late May he can put together a video and he's able to have a workout, a public workout, invite scouts, contact teams, see if he can go to their place and work out for them. That's the process. And this is not an overnight, like, grand success coming out story. This is a long process. The soonest that he would get an invitation to work out with the team, I suppose June. I mean, if he was able to put everything together, he could go to the OTAs in June. That's possible, but July is much more likely, and it's possible it won't happen until next year. Mm-hmm.
Just because of the timing, teams have pretty much settled on, pretty much know who their kickers are going to be, and, you know.
Well, they don't necessarily know who the kickers are going to be. They've made their invitations. They've made a lot of the invitations they want to make, and, kicker isn't exactly a top priority, but because it's such a wild card position, you know, he has a chance to get in anywhere. If he can just – here's the thing. At the end of the day, if Allen can put together a tape and in a workout consistently kick 50-yard field goals, he will get invitations. If he can send kickoffs deep into the end zone, he will get tryouts. He just has to get into shape. That is the number one thing. People asking me – I've heard from 4 or 5 people, we should start an online petition – to ask the NFL to give him a try. No, 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 no. This is a football story now. That's it. It's a football story. And Allen happens to be gay. So don't petition the NFL or anything like that.
Well, also because that'd be like the worst message to send, that they need a petition to invite the gay kicker to try out for them. No, they want him to try out because they think he's a good kicker. And Allen didn't come out as a preparation for going to the NFL and being the first openly gay kicker. He told a story because he wanted to tell a story, and if he makes the NFL, then that's what he's going to be. He's going to be a football player first.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what we want, right?
So we will be following this story through all its twists and turns, but if you haven't read Sid's story, it's definitely worth your while. Great story and great interview. But that's all the football we have to talk about in April, which is baseball season. Tells you how much the two of us love football.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You wrote a column, and you changed the title. And it was interesting because it was like coming out the right way, and you came coming out in a natural way.
Well, because I changed it because I got a comment from someone. I thought, to me, there is no right way to come out. It's individual, and I didn't want to send the message that if somebody wanted to come out while they're closeted in the NFL, that would somehow be the wrong way. I mean, and so I changed it the natural way because my point of the column was by the time Allen reaches the NFL, if he does, it'll be simply a known fact and not this big dramatic thing. And so I was sensitive to the idea of somebody saying, well, is there a right way to come out? It's like, well, you know what? Everybody comes out in their own way, so I guess it's for them it's the right way, and that's why I changed the actual title of it.
Well, I thought your column was really spot on, and a lot of people – I shouldn't say a lot of people. A couple people have questioned, well, why do this now? He's not in the league. And somebody even said, do not do this. You're going to kill his chances of getting into the league. And to me, man, what a – powerful way. You want to talk about a gay Jackie Robinson. This is how Jackie Robinson got into Major League Baseball. He didn't get into Major League Baseball and then announce he was gay. I mean, unless he was black.
Yeah.
He was black, and he got into Major League Baseball. And what a powerful story for people to be able to follow Alan's journey and for him to get into and for teams to give him tryouts knowing he's gay and to get a shot with everybody knowing he's gay. I think it's just such a powerful way to do it. So I certainly appreciate the the change.
I didn't want to leave the perception that Alan was doing this as a plan. Like I'm gonna come out now. Then I'm gonna try out for team and be as opposed to he just wanted to tell his story. He was ready to do it, and this was all separate from this. He could have gone out there and he could have kicked every ball into your head, right, and not made any of them, and said, okay, well, I guess I'm not gonna be a kicker. We still would have told his story about being an openly gay athlete in college. It would have had a different hook, but the whole point of him doing this wasn't as some kind of plan. Like, let's get this now and get it out of the way. It just was so – that's why I said natural was to be better than right.
Yeah. This just in, your plan worked. Jesse James has retweeted that her husband is in the King of the Hardwood
Finals. Well, there's your winner, Eric Decker. Eric Decker is against Jake Dalton, the King of the Hardwood. And Eric Decker's fiance is Jesse James, the singer, who has 175,000 followers. So I would gather that your King of the Hardwood is going to be Eric Decker because she just retweeted out the fact that he's in the final. So it's very funny. But yeah, that is it. You could vote for that now. But if you're a Jake Dalton fan, I think you just got blown out of the water.
Well, Jake can pray that he wins, and maybe he and his Christian followers will get behind Jake and help him beat the infidel Eric Decker.
Well, hey, Eric has a reality show with Jesse James, so this right. is perfect publicity for him. Even the gays love him, the straights love him, the gays love him. Everybody loved Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the contest and kickers and everything we have time for. We'll talk to you next week.